I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. India has more than 1 billion people. It also has the biggest film industry in the world. And one of the biggest stars of that industry is Kailash Kher. He's recorded 300 songs for Bollywood films, written more than 500 jingles for TV commercials. He's sung songs in 15 different languages, and he is a judge on the Indian version of American Idol, Indian Idol. But Kailash Kher is also a man on a mission to expand the soundtrack of India today, to include more appreciation of different genres. He's doing that with his soulful lyrics and Sufi-inspired songs, and he is topping the charts while doing that. Now with his band Kailasa, Kailash Kher has released his first international album, Yatra, Nomadic Souls. Kailash Kher and Kailasa have traveled all the way from India for a 6-day concert tour through North America, and they were kind enough to stop by NPR Studio 4A along the way for a live performance. We'll be speaking with Kailash Kher and two of his vocalists, Naresh and Paresh Kamath. Welcome, everybody, to the program. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you very much.
Would you start us off with the hit single from the current album? And I'm not going to pronounce it. I'm going to ask you to do that for me. It's
Teri Diwani.
Here it is.
Preet ki lat mohe aisi lagi ho gayi main matwari bal bal jaun apne piya ko हे मैं जाऊं वारी वारी तेरे नाम से जी लूं तेरे नाम से मर जाऊं तेरे नाम से जी लूं तेरे नाम से मर जाऊं तेरी जान के सदके में कुछ ऐसा कर जाऊं Yeah.
That was Teri Diwani, which translates to Your Insanity. I love the story behind this song. I understand that this became your most popular song in live performance, but you never recorded it. Why not?
Yeah, because when we were starting my career with Naresh and Paresh, I requested them to join me for live performances, and they played with me for the first time in live concert. And that time I sang this song right there. I had no idea what I'm singing, what kind of words I'm putting in. And the song was quite well taken by audiences. And then Naresh and Paresh suggested that let's pull this song also in the album.
I have to say that the sound, that your sound, the sound of this album is different than one that many Americans might be used to hearing associated with Indian music, if they're familiar with Bollywood music, or if they're familiar with, say, Punjabi music, which is the kind of music you might hear at a club or at a wedding. But I wanted to ask, what is your inspiration and motivation for wanting to do this kind of music? Because you're very successful doing what is currently commercially popular.
Yeah.
Is it that you're just bored by it, or is it that you feel so deeply that you want to share this? Tell us why you're inspired to do this.
Since my formative years till now, I have been a certain way I have been brought up. And the kind of music films and Bollywood is producing, it's not always that I am hooked to that, because I have seen much more culture and art in India than Bollywood. So that fascinates me a lot. And day-to-day's life, all the experiences of my life, they inspire me a lot. The kind of life there, because there are so much diversity in lives and so much to learn, and that becomes my inspiration.
Naresh and Paresh, can I ask, I'm not sure who wants to answer this, your brothers, and we've heard that you were in a rock band before. This is a bit of a change for you as well.
How are you Paresh adjusting? Answer that one.
Oh, sorry.
Makes sense.
Why, you feel like you want to smash a guitar or something just every now and again? You think, oh!
See, in India, there are a lot of singers, that we would hear and, felt that the kind of music they were producing wasn't up to the potential. The guy was way better than the music that he actually came up with. You know, we felt that about a lot of singers. There's this one guy called Daler Mehndi who's really popular and really commercial too, you know. And I thought he was just a commercial singer who couldn't really, really sing. And then I went to a concert of his.
We never have that here. But anyway,
well, yeah.
You were saying. Mm-hmm.
So I heard this guy live once, and at soundcheck, he really sang. He was doing all kind of stuff with his vocals, and then I thought, like, why don't people hear this? I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to say that, but that's what I said to myself at that time.
Exactly.
Too.
Me too.
So when I heard this guy, I said, bleep, I'd like to produce someone like this, and show this side of his music to everybody and not just the commercial, thing. So, that was there in the back of my mind for a lot of years. And even though I wasn't rock music, I knew that we could marry the two things and have like a new sound and stuff. So one fine day, man, God just made this happen. I got the CD with Kailash singing on it, and he was singing some of his music with a tabla backing, and he's playing with a harmonium, very traditional sounding. And I heard this voice and I was like, man, wow, I'd like to do something with this guy. So we ended up producing, some music behind that vocal. And just as blown as I was by his voice, he was blown to hear his voice, with that kind of music back. And he was like, wow, I just sang on a tabla and this is what these guys have done. So it was like mutually, we really wanted to meet and, take this further. So.
But Naresh, I wanted to ask you, though, that, just like some people who are hip-hop heads might, R&B, of course, is still popular, but some people think, well, that's my parents' music. And so at first, was it a tough sell for you? You think, oh, that's my parents' music.
No,
that's,
not at all. Not
that's
at all.
Not
See,
cool.
Because, Kailash, as much as people talk about him as being Bollywood right now, he's not. He wasn't. He came down to Bombay to make his own music, not to do Bollywood. Bollywood just happened. And that's what actually kind of struck us, because it was so much more folk and so much more rooted to like Indian traditional music and stuff that's not Bollywood.
Yeah, Michelle, I know what you're saying. you know, it's like the kind of vegetables you didn't like as a kid, mm-hmm. but your parents kept telling you, like, man, this is really good. And now, you know, when you're a little older, you actually appreciate that kind of stuff. It's almost like that.
If you're just joining us, I'm Michelle Martin. This is Tell Me More from NPR News. We're in NPR's Performance Studio 4A. We're having a live performance with Kailash Kher and Kailasa. That's a hit band straight from India, and they're talking about their new international album, Yatra Nomadic Souls. Yatra means, Kailash?
Yatra means journey, travel. And every life, every human being is in journey. We born, we die. And the life is kind of a traveling from the childhood to the end of body and end of life.
And this is sometimes a sensitive topic, but many of your songs are described as rooted in Sufi folk music. And Sufism is, of course, a branch of Islam that focuses on the mystical dimension. Does faith play a role in your music?
Let me correct Michelle here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Sufi is nothing to do with any religion. It's just a humanity, and it's based on imagine. So it's the playfulness between the God and the soul. I write, I'm very much influenced by that kind of belief because that talks only about love and pure love with humanity, with purity, with sincerity, with honesty. And it's all about love, but in a very, very intense form.
I see. So. Well, I appreciate your correction. Yes. Which was made in love, I know.
Yeah.
will you sing something else for us
yes.
that perhaps
yeah.
incorporates the idea that you're trying to impart to us?
This is the song which actually I didn't know what reggae is. But when I composed this tune and Paresh made it, produced it in a reggae style, so it became really popular and we would like to perform that.
All right.
मैं तो तेरे प्यार में दीवाना हो गया मैं तो तेरे प्यार में दीवाना हो गया दिल रुबा ये बता क्या करूं डसने लगी है मुझे क्यों ये तन्हाइयां हर पल मैं देखूं बस तेरी परछाइयां रब दी कसम मैं तो जाना तेरे प्यार में भले मर जाऊं पर
Dilruba from their new album, Yatra. Dilruba means beloved. Well, you've been very generous with your time, and we've loved visiting with you. But before we let you go, we have to ask what it's like being a judge on Indian Idol. We want to know which judge are you most like, Simon Randy, Paula, what's the new Paula? Who's the new Paula?
Actually, I haven't seen American Idol so far, I really don't know.
I thought there were 12 people on Earth who hadn't seen it. Don't act like you don't watch it. Don't act like you don't watch it. Because you know you watch it.
But Paresh Naresh told me that Simon...
He's the mean one.
He's not
the mean one.
We have a...
You like Paula? You're the nice one. Paula's gone. I don't know what that means. Sorry, we're not going to go there. So what of all your many life experiences, I mean, writing jingles and writing for these big movie productions, and now you're touring with your own band. What is next?
Next, as usual, in India, television industry is quite big, and I keep getting offers for being judge in another reality show or something like that. Maybe I'll take up one because I need some money.
I don't see how after all those films. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We have loved seeing you. Good luck to you. Do you want to sing another song for us before we let you go?
Yeah, thank you.
What are you going to sing?
Definitely. Nai Harwa.
Nai Harwa.
This is a spiritual song, and I would like to dedicate to all the listeners of NPR.
All right. Kailash Kher and Kailasa joined us from Studio 4A here in Washington, D.C. They came to us all the way from India. They're making a North American tour in support of their new album, Yatra, which translates to Nomadic Souls. Thank you so much for joining us.
Nai Harwa Hama Ka Na Bhave Hama Ka Na Bhave Nai Harwa
That's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.